Well, let's start.
Yes.
晚上的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月11日，星期日。我们今天呢，又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法夫，为我们继续讲述圣殿博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version.And today you are studying text number 2.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第九章，题目是引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天阅读的诗节是第二诗节。
Bahurupa,
Bahurupa,
Iva,
Iva,
Abhati,
Abhati,
Bahurupa Iva Abhati.
Bahurupa Ivabhati
Mayaya
Mayaya
Bahurupaya
Bahurupaya
Mayaya Bahurupaya
Mayaya Bahurupaya
Ramana Ramamana
Ramamana
Guneshu
Guneshu
Asya
Asya
Rama Manu Guneshu Asya
Rama Manu Guneshu Asya
Mama
Mama
Aham
Aham
Iti
Iti
Manyate
Manyate
Mamaham iti manyate.
Mamaham iti manyate.
Bahurupa iva bhati.
Bahurupa iva bhati.
Mayaya bahurupaya.
Mayaya bahurupaya.
Ramamano guneshwasya.
Ramamano guneshwasya.
Mamaham iti manyate.
Mamaham iti manyate.
Okay, word for word.
字对字。
Bahurupa.
Bahurupa. 多种形象。
Iva.
Iva, 就像。
Abhati.
Abhati, 表示了，展示了的。
Mayaya.
Mayaya, 由于外在能量的影响。
Bahurupaya,
Bahurupaya, 在各种形象中。
Ramamana,
Ramamana, 如此享乐。
Guneshu,
Guneshu, 在不同的属性中。
Asya,
Asya, 外在能量的。
Mama,
妈妈，我的。
Aham,
Aham, 我。
Iti,
Iti, 因此。
Manyate,
Manyate, 想着。
Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由Srila Prabhupada提供。译文。被蒙蔽的生物已由至尊主的外在能量提供的众多形体出现，在被物质自然属性钳制的情况下享受时，错误的以我和我的等错误概念想问题。要指至尊主在外在能量错觉的能量，按照生物想要享受的物质自然属性为他们提供不同的服装，而这就是我们看到的生物体的不同形象。至尊主的外在能量、物质能量由善良、激情和愚昧这三种属性代表，因此即使是在物质自然中，生物也由自由选择的机会。 物质自然会根据它的选择为它提供不同类型的物质躯体。水中有900,000种物质躯体，植物和蔬菜类躯体有200,000种，蠕虫和爬虫类的躯体有110,000种，飞禽类的躯体有100,000种，走兽类的躯体有300,000种，人类的躯体有40,000种。加起来，宇宙各星球上共有840,000种生物体，而生物就是根据它享乐的欲望不断地更换不同种类的躯体，而这种躯体中不停地，而这些躯体在不停地游荡。即使在某一个躯体中，生物体也不断地更换着躯体，从幼年到童年，从童年到青年，从青年到老年，再从老年的躯体转入到由自己的行为所造成的另外一具躯体中。生物通过自己的欲望制造自己的躯体，至尊主的外在能量则提供他所要求的形象，以便他能够最大限度地实现自己的欲望。如果有哪种生物想要享受其他动物的血，那么凭至尊主的恩典，物质能量便给他提供了一个老虎的躯体，以便他享受其他动物的血。同样，如果一个生物想要提到高等星球中的半神人躯体，他也可以靠至尊主的恩典如愿以偿。如果他够聪明，想得到一个能够享受至尊主为伴的灵性的躯体，他也会得到。就这样，生物可以充分地利用他得到微小的自由意志。至尊主非常的仁慈，生物无论想要什么躯体，至尊主便会赐予他。生物的欲望就像是梦到了一座金山，人知道山是什么，也知道黄金是什么，仅仅是心中的欲念就可以使他梦到一座金山，但等他醒过来睁开眼睛，眼前却是别的东西。他发觉在清醒的状态下，他眼前既没有金子，也没有高山，更不要说金山了。在物质世界里，生物所持有的我的和我的这种错误的概念，使各种各样的物质躯体展示出来，生物体的地位也因此而各不相同。功利性活动者认为这个世界是我的，亚尼思辨者相信我是就是一切，受制约的灵魂所构思出来的政治论、社会学、博爱思想、利他主义等物质概念，都基于我和我的的这种享受物质生活的强烈的欲望所产生的错误概念。生物之所以会在社会主义、民族主义、家庭情感等各种概念的影响下与躯体或躯体出生的地方认同，完全是因为生物遗忘了它真正的本性。被迷惑的生物所持有的这一整套错误的概念，可以通过与 Shukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshita 王的联谊去除掉。圣殿波达瓦坛 Srimad Bhagavatam 对一切进行了解释。译文：被蒙蔽的生物以由至尊主的外在能量提供的众多形体出现，在被物质自然属性钳制的情况下享受时，错误的以我和我的等错误的概念想问题。
Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyasa Kripa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Krishna is always very kind to the individual souls.
Lord Krishna, 他总是对个体灵魂非常的慈悲。
Even though the conditioned souls may wish something wrong for themselves, still Krishna satisfies their desires.
即使这些个体灵魂， 他为了自己而去错误的想求一些其他的事物，那么即便这样的情况，主依然还会满足他们。
We desire to be enjoy separately from him. He also gives that facility.
因为我们想着在和他分离的状态下去享受这生活，那么主也会满足我们这样的想法。
This is what all conditioned souls in this material world are doing.
那么这是在这个物质世界的所有受条件限制灵魂正在做的事情。
Everybody is trying to enjoy in different ways, in a variety of forms, just without any concern about Krishna's pleasure.
那么所有的这些生物体呢，都是在各种各样的身体的形式下去想着各种各样的方式让自己获得享乐，而内心中呢根本一点也没有想着要去取悦 Krishna。
Most conditioned souls are totally oblivious of the existence of God, with maintaining them, with satisfying their desire. They are totally oblivious.
那么大部分的受条件限制的灵魂呢，是完全忽视了一直在维系着他们，一直让他感到心满意足的主的，根本就没有意识到有主的存在。
So whatever they are doing with their bodies, whatever they are thinking, whatever they are feeling and willing, it's just in terms of their identification with the body they have.
所以无论他在这个躯体中做些什么，无论他的所思所想以及他的行为举止，全部都没有想到他和主之间的关系。
And whatever body they have,It's a result of their previous desire.
但是无论他现在是具有怎样的躯体，这全部都是由于他之前的生世的行为结果所致的。
Whatever situation they find themselves in is due to their previous desires.
那么无论我们现在是处在怎样的一种状态下，它全部都来自于前世的欲望或者前世的意念。
There are no errors. There are no mistakes in material nature.
在物质自然中是没有任何的错误，没有任何的缺陷的。
There's no faults.
所以是没有任何的缺点的。
Because material energy is Krishna's energy.
因为物质能量它就是 Krishna 的能量。
It's an energy that functions.Exactly as the Lord wants Earth to function.
因为呢，这个物质能量它的就是所处在的，就是它所做事情的这种方式，是完全是在主的意愿下来完成的。
She never deviates from the orders from the desire of the Lord.
对物质自然呢，它从来就不会偏移主的愿望。
He never acts independently from the Lord.
那物质自然呢，它也从来都不会独立形式的去行动，不在主的指导下去行动。
And the Lord lets material energy act, but it directs her from a distance. It does not interact with material energy directly.
那么主呢，他让物质自然去行事，但是呢，他是从远处在指导着物质自然去做他的活动。
So Krishna is not directly involved in any material situation we are in. He's not directly involved.
但是 Krishna 呢，他不会直接的卷入到我们所从事的任何的物质的状况下。
But whatever is happening is by His will.
但是呢，所发生的一切事情全部都是在他的意愿下所发生的。
So material energy functions exactly according to the Lord's will.
所以说呢，物质能量它完全是在主的意愿下去行动的。
This is very important to understand because conditioned souls. Okay, this is very important to understand.
那么这一点呢是非常的。重要的需要去理解到的一点。
Because the conditioned souls, they find themselves in situations where they may suffer very terribly, may be in great distress, in great anxiety, and the tendency is always to blame something or blame someone or blame the nature, blame, always putting, pointing fingers to somebody else, something else as the cause of their bad situation.
但是呢，这个生物体有的时候呢，就会发现自己处在一种极度的痛苦，然后呢是受着极大的搅扰的这种处境。但当他处在这种处境的时候呢，他的倾向就总是要去指责其他的人，总是要去指责自然，或者是指责某一个人，或者是指责神，把他给处在了这样的一种状态下。
In general, the conditioned souls never take responsibility for whatever happens to them.
对，通常来说呢，生物体它永远都不会在自己身上发生的这些事情，而认为自己需要去负责任。Unless
it's some kind of happiness. If they feel experience some kind of happiness, they totally take responsibility. Yes, I'm good, I did well, I'm the best, so that's why I'm enjoying now. We are fully responsible for our material happiness, but not for our material distress.
除非他是处在一种很快乐、很幸福的状态，那这我他就会想了，的确是因为我很棒，是因为我做事做得很好，所以呢，我就应该得到这样的快乐、幸福的生活。 所以呢，他就觉得他是为这个快乐幸福生活而负全责的。所以呢，这个生物体它通常呢是认为自己的原因导致了自己的快乐幸福的生活，但是自己当受罪的时候呢，觉得这一定是别人给他造成的。In
one sense, this type of reaction, this type of feeling, this type of thinking is natural because the individual soul. It, by constitution, is meant to be always happy, blissful.
但是从某种意义上来说呢，就是这种意识、这种认知、这种想法呢，是有道理的。因为从这个灵魂它所处的这个原属的状态，本来就是应该非常极乐、非常幸福、非常快乐的。
So to be found in a very unpleasant and a very painful, very uncomfortable situation, or very threatening situation, it's not natural for the individual soul.
所以说呢，当这个个体灵魂它被处在一个很不开心、很痛苦、很不舒服，甚至于让它很受威胁的这样的状态下的时候呢，那它就因为这个不是它所自然要处在的那种状态。
So that's why some people who hear about God or have a little faith in God but not so much knowledge, they have hard time to understand how God put them in situations that are very painful, that very disturbing, very very distressful.
所以说呢，对于那些对于神稍微了解一点，听说过一点，但是呢，又没有对神有相关的知识的那些人，他就很难理解为什么神会把他处在如此痛苦，这个受折磨的这样的状态下呢。
Particularly if people are kind of in a mode of goodness, religious people, they often they have a hard time to accept that they also should experience suffering because they are doing well. They are religious, they are behaving well, but still suffering is coming upon them.
特别是那些出于善良心态、有宗教心的人，他就尤其理解不了了，因为他觉得自己做的不错呀，自己这么有宗教心，自己一直都在做好事儿，可是为什么还会被放置在如此痛苦的境地呢？为什么还要去受苦呢？
So it's really amazing how illusory energy works.
那所以说呢，就是关于这个虚幻能量它的功能，它所处事的这种方式。
Because when we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, We have to forget our loving relationship with him. Otherwise, we cannot act independently from him if we really want to be reminded all the time that he loves us and we love him. We have a loving relationship. So we have to forget our loving relationship with Krishna in order to enjoy it separately.
那为了要分离于 Krishna 而单独的去享受，那么这个受条件限制的灵魂呢，他就必须得忘记他和 Krishna 之间的怀着爱心的这种关系，否则的话，如果他要是老想着 Krishna 特别的爱他的话，他就没法独立自主的去享受自己快乐的生活了。
From Krishna comes knowledge, but from Krishna also forgetfulness comes.
那 Krishna 是就是我们的知识是来自于 Krishna 的，但是呢，记忆这个就是忘记也是来自于 Krishna 的。
So material energy covers our original understanding, our original perception of our connection with Krishna.
所以呢，物质能量它就遮盖了我们在最开始的认知，我们和 Krishna 之间的爱的关系的这种认知。
So in this way, we can enjoy, really try to exist and enjoy without concern for God or God's existence.
所以就这样呢，我们才可以完放肆的不用去考虑神，甚至于根本就忘记了神的存在的这种状态下去享受我们的生活。
So.But coming back to the sometimes religious people, very good religious people, they have hard time to accept why disasters and great sadness happen to them or to their closed ones.
那所以说呢，对于那些非常的具有宗教心的人，他就是没有办法理解为什么在他或者在他身边的很亲密的人身上会降临如此大的灾难。
It's because their knowledge, their understanding of God is still very shallow.
因为他们对于神所认知的知识依然非常的肤浅。
And oftentimes they don't even know exactly their identity as individual spiritual souls, parts and parcels of Krishna.
而且大部分时候呢，他们其实也不能够理解到自己是一个个体的灵魂，自己是和 Krishna 连接在一起的不可分割的一部分。
So it happened actually quite a few years ago. I already mentioned this one time. There was a religious leader, a very nice person, as a small child, and the small child.Contracted brain cancer and he was going to die.
You mean a great religious leader met a boy who got the cancer who is about to die?
The religious leader's son, his own son, contracted brain cancer and he was about to die. A small boy, 5 years old.
Okay. 那么就是我现在要说的这个呢，是我之前我已经提过。那么就是在好几年以前呢，一位非常就是一位挺优秀的宗教领袖，那么他自己的儿子才只有5岁就患了脑癌，而且呢也已经是挺严重的一种状态，马上就要死去的状态。
So he thought if that would have happened to him, he could understand because before he was a religious person. He commits sinful activities. So he thought maybe the Lord wants to punish me for what I did in the past. But this small child, she's 5 years old, is an innocent child. He has not committed any sinful activity. Why has to be punished in this way?
那么他就想呢，如果要是这事情发生在我的身上呢，那我实际上是可以理解的，因为我在成为宗教领袖之前。我是一个罪大恶极的人，我做了很多的错事，那么所以呢，为了这些错事呢，神他要惩罚我，所以这我能理解。可是问题是，这个小朋友他才只有5岁，他只是一个小男孩而已，他并没有做过任何的错事，那为什么神要以这样的方式来惩罚他呢？
It's a good boy. Why such a bad thing can happen to a good boy?
而且呢，他是那么乖的一个孩子。 为什么这么可怕的事情会发生在这么可爱乖的孩子身上呢？
He didn't want to blame God for this very, very terrible situation. He did not want to blame God because he was a great believer and was a religious leader. Many people follow him. So he didn't want to blame God for what was happening to his child.
因为他呢是一个笃信上帝的人，而且呢他也是一位很伟大的宗教领袖，而且呢有很多人都在追随他，所以呢他也不想因为在这个就在自己的儿子身上所发生的这个事情呢去斥责神。
So he tried hard to understand, you know, thinking very deeply why these things, tried to understand why these things can happen. And then he came to a conclusion that actually it's certainly not God's fault.
所以呢他就使劲的想，使劲的思索这到底为什么，就是为什么这样的事情会这么发生，会发生在这个这么乖的小男孩身上。然后呢他最终呢他就得出了一个结论，那么他说呢，这毫无疑问并不是神的错。
This is a problem that can occur in this material world because this material world is not perfect.
那么这样的事情呢就是有可能会发生在这物质世界的，因为这物质世界它就不是完美的。
God created this material world.
神创造了这物质世界。
So this was, is yet to accept that.
那他就必须得接受。
So God is, he created this material world, but now this material world is out of his control.
神创造了这物质世界，可是当今呢，这物质世界已经失控了，已经不在神的控制之下了。
I mean, certain things are out of his control. It's just, it's became, material energy became too independent.
那么就是有一些事情呢就已经失去了神的控制，因为这个物质能量呢已经太过于的强悍了。
So terrible things can happen to good people because material nature, not because of God. God is all good, cannot do such bad things to an innocent boy.
所以呢就是由于这物质自然使得一些不幸的事情会发生在好人的身上。那么这一定不是神的错，因为呢神他是爱人的，他不可能让这么这个悲惨的事情发生在无辜的人的身上。
So God is all good, he cannot do anything bad. But material world is creation, sometimes go out of control and things bad can happen in material world.
所以说呢神他是至善的，他不可能去折磨任何人，他不可能对别人不好，但是呢全部都是由物质自然所为，这个物质自然它创造的这个世界，而且有的时候呢这个物质自然它就会过于强悍的去做出就是让别人不爽的事儿。
So he actually wrote a book, Why Bad Things Can Happen to Good People.
那然后这个人呢他写了一本书，这本书的名字就是为什么不幸的事会降临在好人的身上。
So many people in this world have this believe in God. God is a good person, is up there, is really cares for us and is waiting for us to go bring us to heaven. But in material world, things are out of control and happens in ways that also God does not like, but he cannot do much.
所以呢在这个世界是有很多人都信神的，然后呢他们就觉得神是好人，然后神呢他是至善的，他一直在那儿等着我们到他的身边。但是呢这物质世界是不好的，而且这物质自然呢有的时候呢就会失控，然后呢这个物质自然它就会对人，对好人做一些让好人不爽的事儿，但是呢，这个神呢也没有办法去控制住物质自然。
So This is faith, their faith, but it's faith in a mode of ignorance.
这是他们所具有的信念，他们的信心。但这种信念，这种信心呢，是基于愚昧属性的。
It means they don't have perfect knowledge.
也就意味着他们并没有完美的知识。
But we are very fortunate.
但是我们是非常幸运的。
Because by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada who brought us this wonderful knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, now we can understand the real fact.
因为在Srila Prabhupada的仁慈之下呢，给了我们记载着真理知识的圣典博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛，然后从而让我们就具有了真正的了，就是我们使我们了解了这真正的事实真相是怎样的。
So there are no mistakes in material nature.
那么物质自然其实是没有犯错的。
Material nature acts completely dependent on the Supreme Lord.
物质自然呢，它是完全的依赖于至尊主的意愿在活动的。
The Lord is in complete control of material nature.
而主呢，他是完全的控制着物质自然的。
In the Bible is also said, not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction, means the approval of the Lord.
即便是圣经里面也写到了，如果要是没有主的训令的话，在这物质世界的哪片是一叶草也动弹不得。
Means everything moves under the remote control of the Lord. We can say like that.
那我们可以这样说，就所有的一切都是在主的遥控的状态下来进行运行的。
Perfectly controlled. There's no mistakes. There is no errors.
那么这种控制呢，是完美的控制，根本就不可能有任何的错误。
This is very important for us to understand and accept.
那这对我们来说呢，是非常的重要的，需要去理解并且接受的。
Because as practitioner devotees, we certainly encounter many uncomfortable, many painful, many distressful situations in our lives.
因为作为我们奉爱瑜伽的修习者，作为奉献者，修习中的奉献者，在我们的生活中，无疑我们会遇到各种各样的艰难的处境。会遇到各种各样的不舒适的状态。
And we have to understand these things are happening to us because we deserve them.
但是我们必须要理解，之所以这些事情会发生在我们的身上的原因呢，是由于我们咎由自取。
It's not because of desire of the Lord, and it's not because of malfunction of material nature.
那么这并不是由于it's not because of the desire of the Lord and the malfunction of the
It's not because of desire of the Lord that I'm suffering. It's not because of malfunction of material world that I'm suffering.
Yeah, 这并不是由于主他的意愿，所以呢才使我在受苦，或者说呢也不是由于这物质自然的错误的这种他的这个行为导致了我们在受苦。
It's not because of this person who caused me harm.
而且并不是说是那个导致我得受到伤害的人。
It's not because of COVID-19.
也不是因为这个新冠病毒。
It's nobody else's cause.
所以说呢，我们所受苦并不是其他的任何一个人所导致的。
It's nobody else's responsibility.
所以呢，这个责任是不需要由任何其他的人来负的。
It's my responsibility.
我要负全责。
I suffer exactly what I am supposed to suffer in a particular moment, a particular time. Like it or don't like it, I am responsible for any situation I am in.
那么在一个特定的时刻我所受的这个苦，那么就是我需要负全责的，我必须要在这个时刻去受的苦。
Because the Lord is perfect and the way he acts with the conditioned souls is perfect. He puts them in situations that they deserve to be in.
那因为主呢，他是完美的，而且呢，这个他把这个受条件限制的这个灵魂给放置在了这种受苦的这种状态，也是完美的。因为这个这个人他处在这样的状态，也就意味着他就咎由自取的必须要受这样的苦。
Besides the human form of life, there are 8 million varieties of forms of life.
除了人类的这个生命形式之外呢，还有800万种各种各样的生命形式的存在。
All these 8 million varieties of bodies we can have in this material, a conditioned soul can have in this material world, are there to provide satisfaction for all variety types of desires the conditioned soul may have.
那么在这个物质世界中呢，我们每一个人都有可能得到这800万种不同的生命形式的这个躯体。因为这800万种生命形式呢，它的存在就是为了要去满足生物体的各种各样的愿望而存在的。
Most people think that all different species of life are just there to fill up the universe, the planet, and to give color and to give variety of things, you know. No, it's just different forms, different ways of desiring to enjoy.That's why all these forms are there.
那有些人认为呢，这800万种生命形式的存在呢，就是为了要填满整个的宇宙，然后呢，并且让这个宇宙呢有千变万种的变化，然后呢有各种各样的五彩的颜色。但其实不是这样的。那么所有的这些生命形式，它的存在的原因呢，都是为了要去满足生物体的各种各样的愿望而存在的。
Yeah.Yes, from a little insect and until a big animal like a tiger, they are satisfying their desires, and the Lord provided that particular body to satisfy that particular set of desires they had.
无论是一只小昆虫还是一个老虎的躯体，那么他们都有他们要去满足的愿望。所以说呢，主就这个创造了所有这些不同的这种。这个生物体的这种形式，从而能够去满足所有的生物体在内心中各种各样不同的愿望。
Like Srila Prabhupada said, a tiger wanted to enjoy blood from another animal, so by the grace of the Lord, material energy supplied him with the body of the tiger, with facilities for enjoying blood from another animal.
比如说，Srila Prabhupada在药师里面就解释了，一头老虎。那么他的愿望呢是想要去享受其他的生物体的血，那么就是由于他有这样的愿望，所以呢物质自然他就这个创造了像老虎这样的躯体，那在老虎这样的躯体中呢，他就可以去享受其他动物的血了。
So whatever form we have is given to us by material energy under the sanction of the Lord in order to satisfy ourminimal material desires, minimal, all little desires separated from Krishna.
对呢，无论我们所具备的怎样的这种躯体，全部都是在主的训令下由物质自然所给我们的。那么当我们得了这样的躯体之后呢，我们就可以去享受我们想要得到的非常微小的物质的快乐，物质的愿望。
Wow, how can the Lord know about all the little desires of every living entity, of every individual soul?
可是主他怎么能够了解每一个个体生物，每一个这个个体灵魂他的一个个的这种小的愿望都是什么的？主他是怎么知道的呢？
The Lord in his form as the super soul, he goes into every form where we go.Any form we take birth, the super soul incarnation of the Lord is there with us.
那主呢，他作为超灵，超灵呢也是主的一个化身。那么他呢始终都陪着我们，无论我们在哪一个身形中转换到下一个身形的时候，主作为超灵，他都会陪着我们始终在这个新的身形里面。
It's the witness. every linga, any little action, any little thought, any little desire we manifest, the super soul is witness.
对，无论我们在做什么，以及我们有什么想法，以及我们有任何的愿望、欲求，主作为超灵，他都始终在见证着。
Is the one who permits us to obtain whatever we like to obtain if we deserve. Is the Lord who permits that.
对主呢，他是那个允许者，允许我们得到这个我们想要的这种身体、这种身形。那无论我们是在其中要享受也好，或者在里面受苦也好，那其实都是被主经过允许之后我们才会得到的。
And whatever desires we have, the Lord satisfies those desires. Is if according to our previous karma we deserve, then the Lord makes the arrangements for us to satisfy those desires.
那我们在内心中呢，有任何想要去满足的愿望，如果要是在我们前世的这个行动中使我们就是或者是咎由自取，或者是这个值得去满足这个愿望的话，那么主他就会安排让我们能够感到这个愿望被满足了。
So the Lord knows the account of our existence in this material world, because he has been with us throughout the many species of life we have been in.
因为主呢，他始终都陪着我们，我们在这么多的生世中，在各种各样不同的生物体中不断的在转化的这个过程中呢，主他都明白，他都跟我们在一起，所以说呢，他对于我们在物质生活中的所有的这些点点滴滴，他是无所不知、无所不晓的。
So whatever we do in the lower species of life, in these 8 million forms of life, it's totally whatever we do is totally according in agreement with the laws of nature.
所以说呢，我们在这个800万种生命形式中轮转的过程中，那比如说我们在更低等的形式下的这种生活中，无论我们做了些什么，都是在主的自然律法的允许之下去完成的。
They follow exactly what they are supposed to follow in that particular form of life, in that particular species of life.
那所以说呢，就是当这个生物体它处在那个特定的心识身形中去过它的这个生活的时候，它是完全是按照那个生活，就是那个生命形式所遵循的这个律法而完成的。
The desires they may have is always within the range of that particular form, never goes beyond what they are supposed to do.
而且呢，就是它所具有的这个愿望呢，仅限于他所处在的那种生命形式中可以去完成的愿望，不会超越他的那种生命形式。
They don't break the laws.
所以说呢，在这个低等的生命形式中，他们在从事活动的时候，他是不会打破这物质自然的律法的。
They don't do bad karma. They don't commit sinful activities.
对，这样的话呢，他就不会有这个业报。原因是因为他不会去从事罪恶的活动。
So they don't have a bank balance of karma accumulated on them because of the activities in those lower forms.
所以说呢，当他在这个低等形式下的这个活动中呢，就不会让他积攒下坏的业报。
But they may have still.And certainly they have still a bank balance of karma that they had committed when they were in human form previously.
但是呢，这个生物体它在之前呢，曾经应该有过这个人类的身形。那么当它在这个人类的身形的时候呢，它是从事过罪恶的活动的。那么在这种罪恶的活动中呢，就会留下坏的业报。那所以说呢，在这个低等的生物体之中呢，它依然还会保留着在之前的人类的生命形式下所积攒的坏的业报。
So in the lower forms of life, they may suffer many awkward situations because of their previous karma in human form of life.
所以说呢，当它处于低等形式的生命形式的时候呢，它可能是 处在一种很痛苦的状态，他处在一种很痛苦的境地。他之所以处在这种痛苦的境界的原因呢，就是由于他在之前的人类的生命形式中所留着的坏的业报而导致的。
But they don't produce new karma.
但是呢，在这样的低等形式下，它不会再产生新的业报。
And in any species of life, the individual soul has a particular range of senses that they can enjoy very much.
而且呢，作为这个特定的这种生命形式，使得它可以被安排去享受一定量的。就是这个生活，就他可以在这种生命形式下去享受他在这种生命形式下所享受的生活。
The individual soul has the desire to enjoy blood, so he takes on the form of a tiger, so he can eat flesh of other animals, and he's not doing any bad karma.
所以说呢，如果是这个个体灵魂他有这种想要去享受别的动物的血的这种愿望的话呢，那么他就会投生在一头老虎的躯体里面。从而呢去享受别的动物的血，但是他在吃别的动物的血肉的时候呢，他不会再产生新的业报。所以来说
，Or if he wants to eat anything and everything and don't have any stomach problems, then he can have a body of a pig.
但是如果是这个人，他想要这个想吃什么就吃什么，而且还不会胃疼的话，那他就会投生在一个猪的躯体里。
They want to sleep without any worries. They can be a bear, sleep for 4 months in a row.
那如果他要是想这个睡足了，想怎么睡就怎么睡，而且还不用担心其他的事情的话，那他就可以投生在一头熊的躯体里面，他可以一下子就睡4个月。
If they want to enjoy as much sex as they want, they can have a body of a monkey.
如果他要是想尽情的去享受性生活的话呢，那他就可以投生在猴的躯体里。
So different forms of life, if you analyze very closely, they have a certain range of sense enjoyment that we cannot even as human beings, you cannot have that much enjoyment.
所以如果我们要是很仔细的去分析各种各样的这个动物的这个形式的话，我们就会发现。有些动物就是各种各样的动物，它们都可以在自己的这个躯体里面去进行享受某种快乐。那么这种享受呢，即便是在人类的这个躯体里面，也是没有办法做到像他们的这种享受的。
We may desire to experience the enjoyment of flying, but in order to fly, we need some material apparatus and is prone to fail. But a bird can fly with so much flexibility, stop and fly in this way, fly back, you know, can do so many incredible things that we cannot do with an aeroplane or some apparatus connected with our arms like some people do. It cannot enjoy the same as a bird enjoys.
那比如说人还有这种想要飞的这种愿望。那他就必须就是有人去尝试给自己加上翅膀然后进行飞，但是这种尝试呢是失败了的。所以说呢，作为人他是不能够像鸟儿那样自由的在天空中任意的翱翔，那么作为人呢必须得是依靠飞行器或者飞机这样的外界的这种媒介才能够真正的飞，而不能够像鸟儿那样自由的飞。
If you want to desire and we qualify toenjoy like a demigod, then we can have a form of a demigod.
那如果呢，我们要是有这种愿望，想要像半神人那样去享受的话呢，那我们可能就会得到一个半神人的躯体。
We have to qualify. If our behavior is proper, we can be qualified to take a body of a demigod and live in heaven for many thousands of years and enjoy pleasures that.Are not available here in this human planets.
但是呢，我们必须得让自己通过修行，让自己具有这种资格，才能够得到像半神人的这样的躯体。但是呢，是有可能获得这样的资格而变成半神人的。那这样就可以在天堂星宿去活上个这个成千上万年的日子，然后在那个地方去进行享受。那么这样的这种享受呢，在人类的星球里面是不可能得到的。
But all these desires, the living entities have in the material world separated from Krishna. These are like desires we have in dreams.
但是所有的这些在这个物质世界里面的 想要在和Krishna分离的这种状态下去享受的这些想法呢，其实都是好像是在梦境中的愿望一样。
It's like dreaming. It's not our constitutional original desire. It's just like in a dream.
对呢，这其实只是在梦中的想法而已，这并不是我们原本所应该有的愿望。
In the dream, we may see a golden mountain.
因为在梦里，我们也许可能会看到一座金山。
But when we wake up, there is no golden mountain.
而当我们醒过来以后呢，发现根本就没有这座金山。
It's just a dream because we have seen mountain and we have seen gold. In the dream, there is an association and we see a golden mountain.
这只不过是一个梦而已，因为在现实中呢，我们可能见过金子，我们也见过山，所以在梦里呢，我们就把金子跟山给连在了一起。So
Srila Prabhupada said, when he wakes up, he does not see golden mountain, he does not see gold, and he does not see even a normal mountain, doesn't see anything, was just a dream.
所以说，帕帕在药师里面就讲到了，当我们醒过来的时候呢，根本就没有看到金山，我们也没看到金子，也没看到山，啥也没看见，只不过是一个梦而已。
So we forget our real constitution and we become totally involved in our material situation and we identify with all these situations.
真的，我们是忘记了我们原属的那种状态，而我们完全呢是处在了一个这个，就是我们完全认同于我们现在所处在的这种状态。
We think we are this and that. We think this is me, is mine. This is my family. This is my country.
那我们觉得我们是这个或者是那个。那我们觉得这是我的，这是我，那这是我所，这是我的国家。
So this is the real disease, the really problem in the material existence. I and mine.
那这是我们在这个物质存在中。 所遇到麻烦的真正的问题所在，我们所得到的，我们所得的这个真正的病，也就是说呢，认同是我和我的。
Yeah, because of this misconception about I and mine, then we undergo so many troubles in material existence.
那就是由于对于我和我的这个错误的概念，使得我们在这个物质存在中会遇到这么多的麻烦。
So it's like in a dream, we forget our awakened state and we encounter so many terrible situations.
所以说呢，这就是一个梦。那我们呢是忘记了我们自己原本应该所处在的这种状态，从而使我们呢就会遇到各种各样非常可怕的情况。So
we have to be awakened to our real constitutional nature.
所以呢，我们就必须要让自己从我们真正的、本真的地位中得到唤醒。We
are not these material bodies. We are individual spiritual souls.
我们必须要知道，我们并不是这具物质的躯体，我们是真正的灵性的灵魂。We
are parts and parcels of Krishna. We are eternal servants of Krishna.
我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
Nothing in this material world belongs to us.
那么在这物质世界里面，没有一件东西是属于我们的。Not
even these bodies belong to us.
即便是这具躯体也不属于我。The
fact is that we cannot keep it forever. It's not ours.
事实上呢，我们根本就不可能永远的留着这具躯体，因为这躯体根本就不是我的。So.
When we have the right understanding that we are not these bodies, we are eternal spiritual souls, eternal servants of Krishna, and everything surrounding us is part of the energy, material energy of the Lord, then what should we do? Well, I am eternal servant of Krishna means I should be always engaged in His loving service and engage everything that surrounds me, because everything belongs to the Lord, engage in His loving service.
所以说呢，当我们了解了我们并不是这具躯体，而我们是 Krishna 永恒的部分，是 Krishna 的就永恒的碎片部分，是 Krishna 永恒的主人的时候，而且了解到在我们身边的一切全部都是 Krishna 的能量的时候，那我们就应该怎么做呢？那我们知道我们是 Krishna 的主人的情况下，也就意味着我们永远都要让自己以及把我们周围的这一切致力在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
Everything beginning with my body is made of material energy. Material energy is Krishna's energy. It's meant for his pleasure.
所有的这一切，包括我自己的躯体以及所有的一切，全部都由这个物质能量所造成的。而这物质能量呢，是 Krishna 的能量。那也就意味着这物质能量或者 Krishna 的能量是需要让 Krishna 开心的这种状态下去运用它的。
So any use of material energy or even any use of this material body for any other purpose than the service of the Lord is considered a sin.
所以说呢，当我们把这个物质能量，包括我们的物质躯体，用于对于 Krishna 服务之外的事情的话，那它都被认为是罪。
Sin means an activity that is not conducted for the pleasure of the Lord.
那罪也就意味着我们在从事活动的时候，这个活动不是为了让主开心而从事的。
Can be a sin in the mode of goodness, can be a sin in the mode of ignorance, but it's all sin.
那么这个罪呢，有可能是在善良形态的状态下去犯的，也有可能是在愚昧的形态下去犯的，但是无论在哪种形态下，它都是罪。
So in the mode of goodness, we get a selfish activity in the mode of goodness gives us good karma. A selfish activity in the mode of ignorance gives us a bad karma. But both give karma.
所以说呢，在这个善良形态下去从事的自私自利的这种活动呢，它会给我们造成好的业报。但是在善良在愚昧属性下的这种自私自利的活动呢，它会给我们造成的是坏的业报，但是无论怎样它都是会给我们产生业报的。
是 good karma, bad karma, it's all karma.
无论是好的业报还是坏的业报都是业报。
So we have to undergo the reaction of that bad, good or bad karma.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要超越这个无论是好的还是坏的业报的反应。
So many people think to do good material action is good because you can have a good birth in the material world, in a good family, or even take birth in heavenly planets. Oh, that's wonderful.
那就是无论是好的业报还是坏的业报，我们都必须要去经受这个业报。那么，所以有的人呢就会觉得，如果我要是去从事好的活动，得到好的业报的话，那很好，因为这样的话呢，我就能够。得到好的投生，能够在好的家庭里面重新得到投生，这很好。
I can even go to heaven.
我甚至还可以去到天堂。
So great.
太了不起了。
But I'm stuck in material world.
但是我依然还被卡在这个物质世界里。
Yes, I have a good karma. I enjoy a good karma, but I am in a material world. Material world means birth, death, old age, and disease.
那么我确实是有好的业报，但是呢，我依然还是留在了这个物质世界。那么这个物质世界也就意味着是要经历生老病死。
We still separated from our original constitutional position of being eternal servants of Krishna.
也就意味着这会儿我依然还是没有让自己处在一个作为 Krishna 永恒的仆人的原属的状态下。
That's why the first lesson that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita is that we are not these material bodies. We are eternal souls, parts and parcels of Him.
那也就为什么 Krishna 在博迦梵歌里面的第一课所讲的内容就是我们不是这具物质的躯体，我们是是这个永恒，我们是不可分割的它的碎片部分，我们是它永恒的仆人。
So if you are reminded of this and are guided by a spiritual master, a devotee of the Lord, then we can always be acting and thinking and desiring according to our constitutional position. I mean, we do everything that pleases the Lord, because this is our loving relationship we have. So we have to please Him. Whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we desire, should be done for the pleasure of Krishna.
所以，如果我们要是在主的奉献者、我们的灵性导师的指导下，不断的被提醒着这个概念的话，那也就意味着，当我们无论在做什么、无论在想什么的时候，我们总是怀着要去为 Krishna 的快乐而去从事活动，我们总是处在这样的愿望底下的。
So gradually, we become free from this misconception of I and mine that we have in the material world.
然后这样呢，我们就慢慢的就能够摆脱在物质世界里面所承持的错误的我和我的概念了。
And we take full responsibility for whatever happens to us.
然后呢，我们就会为在我们身上所发生的事情负全责。
Nothing wrong happened to us. Whatever happened to us, it's our due to our misdeeds.
那么在我们身上所发生的任何一件事情都是无错的，无论发生了任何一件事情，它全部都是基于我们之前所错误的行为而导致的。
That's why it's of capital importance to every day base our intellect in this wonderful Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita that Srila Prabhupada translated and commented upon. This is so important for us.
那也就是为什么每天我们非常重要的需要做的一件事情，就是用 Srila Prabhupada 所赐予我们的圣典不加方歌以及圣典不加瓦坛的这些书籍中的内容来沐浴我们的智慧，来清洗我们的智慧。
Bathe our intellect as we bathe our gross bodies.Clean our bodies to be always clean, so we don't get any disease, we don't get any problem. The same way, you have to have our intellect clean, so we have the right understanding all the time, clear, crystal clear, so we know at that given moment what we should do, what we should not do.
那么就好像我们每天要清洁我们的躯体一样，每天要沐浴一样。就是沐浴我们的粗糙躯体，从而让我们免除这个疾病，让我们始终保持健康一样。那么我们每天呢，也都需要用这个书籍来清理沐浴我们的智慧，从而让我们有像水晶一样清晰的理解力，去知道我们到底应该做什么。
We cannot say, oh, I already took bath yesterday and before yesterday, so I'm clean. I don't need to take bath today.
我们不能想我昨天已经沐过浴了，我前天也沐过浴了，所以我挺干净的，我今天不需要再沐浴了。
Some people think like that.
有些人就是这么想的。
But we know if we don't bathe every day, we will be dirty because the body is always producing dirty things through the pores of the skin, eliminating so many dirty things. So we have to take bath and not just once a day.Twice a day or every time you go to pastul, you have to bathe. You have to keep clean because the body gets dirty very easy.
但是其实我们知道，我们就是需要经常沐浴的。原因就是因为我们的这个毛孔在不断的分泌出体内的这个毒素、不好的这个东西，所以呢，这个身体它就会很容易就会变脏了。所以我们一天呢，不仅要沐浴一次，每次当我们在进行排便之后呢，我们都是应该沐浴的。
And you have to always keep clean clothes because the clothes also get dirty in contact with the exterior, with contact with the dust and this, and the body itself, in contact with the body itself, the clothes get dirty. So we have to also wear clean clothes.
而且呢，我们也应该穿上干净的衣服，因为我们这衣服呢，无论是在外界被外界的这个尘土所染呢，还是被我们自己的身体里面所这个分泌出来的这些不好的物质所染的，这衣服也是很容易脏的，所以我们总是要穿上干净的衣服。
And the result is that we feel good.
那其结果呢，就是我们会感觉特别的好。
If you are clean, dress, keep body clean, dress clean clothes, we feel good because this is mode of goodness.
因为当我们这个躯体保持洁净，而且穿上干净的衣服的时候，我们这会儿就会感到非常的清爽， 因为这会儿我们是处在善良形态下的。
So the same, our intellect, our intelligence has to be, we have to base our intellect and intelligence every day because it gets dirty in contact with material, material society, with so many misconceptions, so much thought pollution, so many wrong ideas, so many problems in the world. So our intellect, our intelligence becomes polluted very easy. So we have to base it every day.
所以说呢，我们的这个智性，我们的知性也是如此。由于我们跟外界的这个物质社会的接触，那就总是会遇到很多很多的这个错误的概念，会遇到一些这个受污染的这些概念。所以呢，我们就必须每天都要去清洁、沐浴我们的智慧、我们的知性。
So many things we hear, so many things we see, all so many things you experience that.Pollutes our intellect, yeah, and our consciousness. So we have to bathe our intelligence. So the intelligence is always clear, clean. We know what should be done, what should not be done at every given moment.
那所以我们这个在外面接触的各种各样的错误的概念呢，还有就是我们所听到的、我们所看到的一些信息啊，它就是会污染我们的智慧。所以呢，我们就需要去。清洗沐浴我们的智慧我们的这个理解力我们的知觉从而让我们能够非常清晰地知道我们到底应该做什么
So nowadays because of difficulties in physical association the devotees are having so much online association with so many lectures and seminars and talks and sometimes devotees all say oh, it's so much it's too much it's too much isn't itNo, it's not too much. This is really a blessing that we have so many things online now where you can hear so much about Krishna, so hear so much about Srila Prabhupada's guidance, so much good information for our intelligence. It's so good. We should take advantage as much as possible.
那到现在呢就是由于这个大事的这个原因呢导致了我们不能够那么轻易的得到彼此亲身的联谊。但是呢，由于互联网的这个发达呢，使得我们在网上有各种各样的课程，有各种各样的这个研讨的系列的课程，还有这个读书会呀、什么之类的，可以使得我们有很好的联谊。那有的时候奉献者就会说，哎呀，现在这课实在是太多了，听不过来。那其实我们不应该这么想，我们应该觉得这个其实是给我们的巨大的祝福，是我们的好运，因为呢，我们可以通过这样的方式。去听到很多的课程，以这样的方式跟奉献者的联谊，从而使得我们的这个智慧能够得到清理，然后能够让我们知道怎么去恰当的去做这个事情。所以呢，我们应该尽量多的去利用这个机会去聆听在网上能够听到的所有的这些课程。
嗯 ，If you cannot hear at the given moment, you know you can always download the recording and hear it at more convenient time.But here, because by hearing more about this knowledge or hearing about Krishna, our consciousness becomes purified and you develop the real sense of I and mine.
那如果要是不能够现场聆听讲课的话呢，我们之后也应该把这个课程给它这个下载下来，然后呢，在自己比较方便的时候呢去聆听。但是呢，如果我们要是越多的能够去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题的话呢，就会使我们的知觉，使我们的智性得到净化，然后从而呢，让我们能够很这个正确的理解我和我的概念。
Okay, we stop here, and any comments or questions we can discuss now.
所以呢，我们这讲课呢就停在这儿，看看大家有没有任何的问题或者评述，可以和大家来探讨。萨蒂玛姐，我找到了群，还有问题现在看
有？暂时还没有，我们稍等一下。
我还没有啊，把这群给丢了。Hare Krishna，现在大家如果有问题的话呢，就可以提上来了啊。出现在线，等一下。他说 ：“Right now we don't have any questions, but please wait for a little while.”
Okay, we wait.
嗯，行，我们阿叔再等一下啊。
It's not the type of lecture that attracts many questions. It makes you feel over.
Feel what? Sorry, I didn't hear the last word.
It makes you feel more sober, more thoughtful.
Okay, okay. 阿叔说今天这节讲课呢，可能也确实是使大家提不出什么问题，但是呢，通过聆听今天这节讲课呢，会让我们更加的清醒，让我们更加的去思考。
And it's nothing new that you don't know, because this is the basics that we learn when you become devotees. It's just things that should be reminded because we tend to forget.
Okay, 而且呢，今天我们所讲述的这个内容呢，也并不是什么新的内容，因为这是作为一个奉献者，从一开始就是在老生常谈的问题。但是呢，作为我们来说呢，我们应该不断的去被提醒，不断的要聆听这个话题才行。
And you can see here is Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami is talking with Parikshit Maharaj, who is already a great Vaishnava, a great devotee. But he's talking about these basic things because they are very important.
而且我们也可以看到呢，这个师节呢是由Shukadeva Goswami 对 Parikshita 王所讲述的。那么 Parikshita 王他其实已经是一位非常伟大的奉献者了。但是就即便是伟大的奉献者，那也是应该不断的去聆听这个话题的，因为他总是要被提醒。
And Srila Prabhupada in this purpose, he gives us completely ABC understanding that is all over his books. It's the ABC, but he is repeating everything again and again because we tend to get.
因为这个舒拉巴巴在他所有的这些书籍里面其实始终在强调 ABC 就是最基础的这个内容，那么他之所以会这样不断的在强调这些基础的内容的原因呢，就是由于我们就有这种要忘记的倾向。
Sometimes devotees they want okay why but you should have more pastimes to hear pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, and this is wonderful, we should hear pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan and other places in the material world also. Everything about the activities of the Lord are wonderful. But if we don't realize the basics, we cannot really appreciate these pastimes.
那有些奉献者就会说，哎呀，为什么不讲讲关于 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的消失中的这个话题呢？那些都是那么美妙的话题。那的确，我们确实是应该去聆听。Sri Krishna 的这个逍遥时光的这些话题，但是呢，在圣典波迦瓦他们其他的地方呢，我们也会听到。但是如果我们要是不是很好的去理解这些很基础的这些信息的话，那我们就没有办法真正的去理解、欣赏 Krishna 在文大文的逍遥。
We have to be free from this misconception of I and mine in order to really relish Krishna's pastimes.
那么我们为了要真正的能够去品味 Sri Krishna 的逍遥时光，所以呢，我们就真正的要更正我们对于我和我的这个错误的概念。阿叔 ，now I have questions. First one is from 王君宁 Mataji， 顶戴咕噜，请问Shiva 是主 Krishna 最伟大的奉献者，那他为什么没有能够去到瓦昆塔住呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you.My question is that since Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, how come he is not able to be resided in Vaikuntha Loka?
He is already residing in Vaikuntha because his consciousness is always Krishna consciousness. He is already living in a spiritual world even though he is in the material world.
那么虽然主希瓦他是处于物质世界，但其实他已经居住在了瓦昆塔的星宿的原因是因为主希瓦他的知觉始终都是处于 Krishna 知觉之中的，所以说呢，他其实是真正的住在灵性世界的。
He is a partial incarnation of the Lord.
那么主希瓦他是主 Krishna 的天权扩展。
So in his original form, he's there as Vishnu, as Narayana in the Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha.
Can you say it again?
In his original form, he's there as Narayana in Vaikuntha because the Lord Shiva is a partial incarnation of the Lord.
哦，对对，因为主希瓦他是主 Krishna 的天权扩展，那么所以说呢，主希瓦他作为他最原处的这个形象，是作为主 Vishnu 或者主 Narayana 居住在百昆台星宿的。
He is a very special incarnation of the Lord. He is a very special. He's not a full incarnation, but a very special incarnation of the Lord for the material creation.
那么主希瓦呢？他并不是主 Krishna 的全权扩展，但是呢，他是主 Krishna 的一个很特别的化身。他的这个化身呢，是为了这个物质世界的创造而呈现的。
As we said, the Lord does not interact directly with material energy.The interaction is actually done indirectly through Lord Shiva.
那当然我们就已经说了，主 Krishna 他不会直接的和这个物质的创造相结合。那他是怎么来进行这个物质创造？他是通过主 Shiva 来完成这件事情的。来，他是通过主 Shiva 接触了物质能量来完成这件事情的。
So Lord Shiva is not an individual soul like us.
所以呢，主希瓦他并不是像我们这样的一个个体灵魂。
He's part of another category.
所以说，主希瓦他是属于另外一个范畴的。
More directly, that's why he's a partial incarnation of the Lord. He's not an ordinary Shiva, ordinary individual soul like us.
所以主希瓦呢，他并不是像我们这样的一个普通的个体灵魂，那么他是主 Krishna 的化身的一类。
So he's not Krishna, he's not Vishnu himself, but he's not also individual soul.
那么所以主希瓦呢，他并不是主 Vishnu 本人，但他也不是个体灵魂。
You could say a special transformation of Lord Vishnu for the purpose of interacting with material nature.
那我们可以说呢，主希瓦他其实是主 Vishnu 为了要和物质自然进行沟通而进行的一个很特别的一种转化。
It's not like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is an individual soul like us.
但是主希瓦他又不像是主 Brahma 那样，主 Brahma 他是像我们这样的一个个体灵魂。
Yeah, this is all subject matter for a lecture to talk about Lord Shiva.
但是主希瓦本人呢，他就构成了一节课，就是我们如果是讲主希瓦的话，完全是可以把它当成一个课题来讲的。
Okay, next question, Arivamsa.
Yeah, next question from Arivamsa Prabhu.听课和阅读的数量与灵性觉悟是成正比的吗 ？The amount of hearing and reading are in the positive proportion of how much of the spiritual realization you can develop.
Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, yeah. Well, his question is that if that the amount of hearing and reading about the Lord.Will you know develop the same amount of spiritual realization? Are they in a positive proportion?
Well, the more we hear, more of opportunity we have to purify ourselves and eventually develop the real quality of hearing. Certainly, the quality of hearing is the most important than the quantity.But by doing, hearing so many times, eventually we get the taste. It's like chanting. You just need to chant one time Hare Krishna purely, go back to Krishna. Poof, done. Finish. One time. Hare Krishna, done. But why you chant so many times? Why you just don't chant one? Why? Because by chanting many times,we're going to become attached to it and eventually we're going to start chanting purely. So the reading is the same. We read and Prabhupada wrote many books because we need to fill up our intellect with these things. So eventually things coming up and we start understanding bits here and bits and there and put into practice and we get tremendous benefit.
是这样的啊，就是这个肯定质量要重，要比这个数量更重要。但是呢，如果我们要是能够不断的去聆听，那么就使我们有更好的机会，能够让我们的内心得到净化。 那么当我们内心得到净化之后呢，我们就能够更加有品味，然后从而呢让自己就有更好的这种知觉。那么就好像其实我们要是只是非常纯粹的念诵圣名一遍，那我们就能够回到守身身边。可是为什么我们既然就唱了一遍就能回去的话，为什么我们还要念诵这么多遍呢？那原因就是由于我们在不断的念诵的这个过程中，使我们得到净化，然后使我们才能够越来越多的有这种品味，然后呢才有可能让我们变得具有这种就是这个念诵这一遍就能达到的那个品质。那与此同时，同样的念书也是这样。那也就为什么所以释迦牟尼佛他会给我们准备这么多的这种书籍，然后使我们可以不断的去阅读这些书籍，所以我们需要得到净化，然后达到品质美。
So yes, we hear, but we may not realize most of what we hear. But we hear, and eventually things starting making good sense. And in moments of difficulties, we may remember something we read that can be extremely helpful to deal with our difficulties.
而且呢，就当我们在聆听的时候呢，可能一开始我们其实是没有办法理解这个书中的深意的。但是呢，我们在不断的这个阅读的过程中呢，它就能够使我们变得越来越能够去理解中间的意思。而且就是当我们明白这个意思以后呢，等我们在生活中遇到了一些很艰难的困境的时候，在书中的这些内容就能够给我们很巨大的帮助。
Certainly we should develop a positive attitude, being very attentively when there is lecture, just sit down and hear, and some devotees take notes. This is a very, very absorbed type of hearing. That's the best. Not just occasionally hearing or hearing while doing other things, being a bit distracted. The benefit is not the same. But you keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing, and eventually things start sinking in.
当然了，就是有的奉献者呢，他所进行的这种聆听是非常专注的聆听。然后有课的时候呢，他就会很认真的坐在那里，然后呢，并且还做记笔记。那他这种聆听跟一边聆听一边去从事其他的活动那种聆听，他获得这个益处是不一样的。但是呢，就即便是没有办法坐在那很专注的聆听，而只是就是不断的再去聆听。或者是在一边做别的事情在聆听，但是在不断的在聆听的这个过程中，其实就是会让这些知识慢慢的在自己的内心中得到沉淀。
And then you can come to a stage like Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit just want to hear for 7 days, 7 nights before passing away.He just wanted to hear. He was so eager to hear. And Shukadeva Goswami just wanted to speak as much as possible. So why? Because there was a taste. They developed that taste.
然后最终呢，就能够达到Sukadeva Goswami 和 Maharaj Parikshit 的这种层面。那么 Parikshit 王他在生命的最后这七天呢，他什么都不想做。他唯一做的事情呢，就是想坐在这个河岸边，然后呢，去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。那么 Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他此时他也不想做别的事情，他唯一想做的事情呢，就是去讲述关于 Krishna 的信息。那为什么他们能这么做呢？的原因就是由于他们对聆听和这个讲述是具有极大的品味的。
布拉叔 Yes.
I'm sorry, did you talk to me or not? I didn't hear what you said just now.
Sorry, I was distracted because I was taking a medicine.
Oh, sorry.
No, I am sorry. Can you repeat, please?
Oh, no. I translated what you said just now to Harvan Sapapu. I'm just wondering if you are saying more.
No, that's enough. Can you go to the next question, please?
Okay, the next question is from Sumuki Radha Mataji. 请拜亲爱的阿叔，翻译主持人和奉献者们，是不是受条件限制的身体一定要受苦到极致才能够醒来？看着家人受苦的时候，明白这对他醒来有益，但是还是忍不住想去保护他， 是不是应该完全放手去看看一切的自然发生的感染 Please accept my venerable obeisances to you, to all the devotees. Is that true that for all the conditional souls, they have to suffer to a very extreme situation, then they can reach the point to wake up? Because sometimes I see my family suffers greatly. I understand that if I wake her up, it will benefit her. 我明白这对他醒来是有益。Well, sometimes I see my family suffer greatly. I know that this type of suffering is very helpful for her to wake up. But at this time, I cannot help myself to try to protect her. So, is that true that I actually just need to let her be, let her to suffer? In that case, to let her to get wake up naturally, instead of, you know, involving to protect her.
No, you as a daughter, you have a responsibility to try to help your mother as much as you can, but it's always limited how much you can help materially.
其实作为女儿，如果您要是说您的家人是您的母亲的话，那么作为女儿呢，您的这个职责是应该尽量的去保护和帮助您的母亲。但是呢，如果是从物质的角度去帮助她的话，其实这种帮助是非常有限的。
But while trying to help her in her pain, in her suffering, you should help her at the same time. You should help her really by making her understanding, or at least make her hearing the holy name, take prasadam, hearing from the scripture things that she can perhaps understand a little bit. These things you have to give her because this is the real help you can provide to her.
那么从这一方面呢，是在物质上给她一些帮助和照顾，但是真正的您可以帮到她的呢，是尽量的能够让她听到圣名，让她听到关于 Krishna 的信息，并让她能够有些 prasada。那么因为这个是真正的能够让她受益的方式。
Just don't tell her too abruptly that she's suffering because of her bad karma, because they may not understand that, and it seems like you are unkind by saying such a thing.
但是呢，就不要硬生生的跟他说您受苦的原因就是由于您的这个业报所致，因为这个他没有办法明白，而且呢，觉得您还很残忍，怎么对他说，他觉得内心肯定会不舒服。
So while you are taking care of her, sing Hare Krishna, make her, let her sing Hare Krishna also. And if sometimes she has, you have time to, you can read some stories of Krishna, just let her, and help her as much as you can. But the main thing is to give her a good dose of Krishna Katha and giving the holy names and prasadam. This is what you have to give her the most.
所以说呢，在当您照顾他的时候呢，您应该和他一起来吟诵、吟唱Hare Krishna的圣名，您来唱，然后呢，他也可以就是尽量的来诱导他来跟您一起唱。然后如果有空的话呢，还应该给他读一些 Krishna Katha 这相关的这个信息。所以呢，就是真正的去帮助他的这种方法，就是给他一定好的剂量的跟 Krishna 相关的这些信息。
买了两袋面。
So if you care for her materially, show her affection.She will be more willing to hear you out, you know, to give attention to you because she can see that you are very, 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 very good intentioned.
但是如果你要是在物质上很好的照顾她的话，这样呢就能够更好的促使她去聆听您给她讲述的这些信息和话题，因为呢她会觉得你这个很照顾她，然后呢她就愿意信任您。So the next question from Hani Prabhu. Dimbai Ashu, 如果我们的家人在这个 Purushottama 月从事罪恶活动，被家人发现后害怕受到惩罚，他却为了证明自己的清白，向家人诅咒自己会遭遇车祸等灾难，请问他的这种诅咒会真正的实现吗？如果他被家人纠正多次后仍然还是屡教不改，我们应该如何更好地帮助他放弃他的罪恶活动呢？ Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances you know, this is the Purushottama month, and if one of my family member committed sins in this particular month, however, he is afraid of to be punished by the family after the fine he has committed these sins. In order to prove that he is innocent, he cursed himself in front of the family, said that if I really done those bad things, I will, you know, be punished through a car accident or whatever the disasters. So my question is that if this type of curse can really become truth, and also if he has been, you know, correct many times by the family, however, he's still not able to correct himself and continuously to commit the things. What is the better way from our point of view to help him to give up his sin for activities?
Well, the only way for him to, he has to understand why he does those wrong things and what will be the consequences of that. He has to understand with good knowledge, you know, not just by saying this is wrong and you're gonna be cursed and all that. It does not help because people can return to their bad habits very easily. But you have to give a good understanding about his existence, and otherwise they cannot give up wrong activities.
那么其实呢，就是要从道理上让他明白他做的这个错是为什么错，而且呢这种错会给他导致什么样的结果，而不仅仅只是就是从表面上跟他说这是错的，然后呢要他还会去诅咒这样。因为就如果要是只是从表面上强迫他来这个放弃这个错误的行动，而不知其然而知其所以然的去真正的明白的话，那他其实还是会重蹈覆辙的。
It's like a thief. A thief may be caught many times and put into jail, but when he's freed again, he's going to continue thieving because he's there in the consciousness. So we have to help people with this knowledge and our good attitude. We have to help people to change their behavior by having a good understanding of what they should do or not should not do.
那就比如说是一个贼，那么当他这个由于偷东西而被投进了大狱之后呢，他因为他内心中就一直有偷东西这种概念，所以他只是在回来之后呢，他还会继续偷。那所以说呢，我们就应该以这个非常好的这种态度去说服他，去告诉他什么就是这个为什么是错的，而且呢，我们应该让他真正的明白他应该做什么，不应该做什么。
So we have to give them knowledge and give our association, give them the holy names, give them prasada. They have to change their nature in order to understand the effect of their wrongdoings. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Even though it's obvious, they keep doing again and again and again the same wrong thing. They cannot stop.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要把我们的联谊给他，要把圣名给他，并且把prasada给他。然后呢，以他就是以这样的方式让他去改变他的本性。那只有他在他的本性改变了以后呢，他才能够真正的改变他自己的行为作风。否则的话，如果是只是从表面上去改变了的话，那就意味着是不长久的，他还是会重蹈覆辙的。
And as a member of the family, if you are a devotee, you have to give them a good example.
但是作为这个家里面的奉献者，那您需要做的呢事情是以身作则。
Okay, next question.
Next question from 清爽 Prabhu， 顶拜阿叔翻译主持人和所有的奉献者，请教新奉献者的家人要做手术，应该怎么做才能够更好的帮助他的？感恩。Please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you and to all the devotees. My question is that a new devotee's family member is about to have a surgery.So how to help this patient in the house?
Well, you do, if you pray that the surgery will be successful, and then you do whatever physical you can do to relieve the person from pain.
It's not that you can stop the pain, you cannot stop, but at least you can give some relief. And again, as we said to Sumukhi Radha's question, give that relative a good dose of spiritual knowledge, give them the holy name, give them prasada. If you don't give those spiritual things, then whatever karma they have to experience, you cannot change.
那么首先呢就这个问题的回答呢和刚才回答什么提巴的妈子的这个问题很像，就是说呢，首先当家人做完手术之后呢，您要这个细心的去照顾这位家人，然后呢尽量的让他免除在手术中所受的这个痛苦。但是事实上呢，您只能帮助他，但你也不能够为他受苦，而且呢，你也没有办法真正的为他减除这个痛苦。但是呢，就是细心的去照顾。但是与此同时呢，您要把这个 很好的Krishna知觉的剂量的这个信息给予他，要给他 prasada， 然后您要跟他联谊，然后呢要把这个圣名 Krishna 的相关的信息要传递给他，因为这样才能够就是从根本上去给他帮助。Okay,
next question.
Next question is from PPLU， 跑步，顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问如何判断一个奉献者隐气后是否回到了灵性世界 ？Please accept my humble obeisances to you, dear Ashu. My question is that how to judge or how to know a devotee who after departed, actually he's going back to the spiritual world. How do we know that?
Well, first we have to see what the devotee was doing before.
那么首先呢，我们必须要看这位奉献者之前都做了些什么。
If he was really very dedicated, very sincere,
那么如果他要是真的非常的奉献，非常的真诚认真的话，
and if when he passed away, he was either chanting or hearing devotees chanting, very absorbed.
而当他在这个离世的这个过程中，他要不然就自己在念诵，或者是在听奉献者念诵，而且他是在一种很沉醉在圣名中的这种状态。
Usually, when a person leaves the body in perfect consciousness, it creates a very, very nice atmosphere around when he leaves. So everybody, most of the devotees can feel that atmosphere.
那么通常来说呢，就是当一位奉献者他是在 Krishna 知觉中离世的时候，他会在他的周围，营造出一种非常非常奇妙的氛围。那么在场的奉献者是能够感受到那种很奇妙的氛围的。
But don't worry, even if the person does not go back to Godhead, to the spiritual world after leaving his body, his next situation will be always good. He will all have opportunity to continue doing devotional service. It's no loss.
但是呢，不用为他担心的原因呢，就即便是这位奉献者他在这一世如果是不能够回到灵性世界，回到Krishna的身边的话呢，那他也确保了他下一世会有一个非常好的投生，而且能够继续从事他的奉献服务的。
Next question.
Yeah, next from 平淡法部，请问Guru， 我刚开始接触 Krishna 知觉，只听了 Krishna 快乐的源泉，很喜欢，但现在在听各种讲课、唱诵、梵文诵读、各种祷文，心里乱糟糟的，这样继续下去好，还是过去简单的学习方法更好呢？感恩您。My question to you, is that because well, I am beginning to get in touch with Krishna consciousness. I'm only hearing the book of a Krishna book. I like it very much. However, right now I started to hear, attend to all kinds of lectures. You know, I started to chanting and to practice the Sanskrit chanting, and I started to study all kinds of prayers. And now I just feel a little bit confused, and also I think it's a little bit chaotic in my mind. So what should I do? Shall I, continuously, keep hearing all of the lectures and the chanting and whatever, or I just go back to my very simple study as before? Which is a better approach? Thank you very much.
Well, it's natural that in the beginning we are attracted to a particular type of activity, and then when we start to encounter other activities which are also very purifying, it can be sometimes overwhelming.
那么就是其实很自然，当我们在最开始接触某种行为的时候呢，我们会被这种休息的这种行为 感到非常的被吸引，然后呢，然后我们也很自然的会接触到其他的那些各种各样的修习的方式。那当我们在接触其他这种修习的方式的时候，我们可能就会一下觉得被镇住了的感觉。
But gradually keep hearing, because gradually you become acquainted with all these things, and you will notice that all these are important to you. While the mind is a bit, maybe a little disorderly, so many things that you are not used to, because it's just because of that. Then you become more acquainted, more accustomed to that, and then eventually you're going to see the benefit of having all these different type of things.
嗯，但是呢，其实我对你的建议呢，就是再继续的不断的去从事您现在说的这一系列的这个事情，然后呢，再不断的去聆听，因为呢，就是在刚开始在聆听所有接触不同的这些事物的时候呢，你可能确实觉得有点乱，但是呢，慢慢乱过去了以后呢，你的这个就会觉得越来越习惯，而且你会发现你所听到的或者所从事的这些活动内容，实际上是对您非常有益的。所以呢，就继续听，把这种时间给挺过去就好了。
And of course, continue to doing that thing that you like very much, hearing Krishna book.
那当然，与此同时呢，您继续要去从事您特别喜欢做的这件事情，就是继续去聆听快乐的源泉。
That will become your preferable activity that you give is very special to you.
那么这个聆听快乐的源泉呢，这个就变成了。就是非常的被您所喜欢的这个活动，那么这个活动对您来说呢是很利于您的成长的。
It's your first love, your first attachment.
那么因为这是您的这个初恋，这是您的最开始的很依附的事情。
Okay, next question, last question.
Yeah, that's a question from Krishna, the 仆人的仆人 ，Krishna servant.Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. How the material energy to cover the spiritual soul?
By making us forget Krishna.
他让我们忘记了 Krishna， 以这样的方式把灵魂给盖住了。
We forget who we are, we forget Krishna, we forget our relationship, and we think we are this material body. This is how we are covered.
那么我们被覆盖这种状态呢，就是我们忘记了我们自己是谁，也忘记了 Krishna 是谁，然后呢，我们忘记了我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人的这件事情，然后我们因为我们学的自己就是这个物质的躯体，这就是我们所被覆盖的状态。
This is how material nature covers our original knowledge.
那么这也是物质自然它如何把我们最原初的知识给盖住了。
Okay, Chaitanya Charandas.
Chaitanya Charandas Prabhu, Hare Krishna, Dima Ashu, 据说门徒和灵性导师的关系反映出我们与 Krishna 的关系是这样吗？ Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. It is said that the relationship between the disciple and the spiritual master reflects the relationship between us and Krishna. Is that true?
Yes, because we learn by having a relationship with the spiritual master, we learn how to be servants.And servant is the basic loving relationship we have with Krishna. Even if you're going to develop different rasas in the spiritual world, it's always about being a servant. So that we learn from the spiritual master. He is the master, we are the servant. And we are meant to follow his guidance and satisfy him. And this is the basic of any loving relationship you're going to develop later.
的确是这样的，因为呢，我们从灵性导师那里学到了我们是他的仆人，那么灵性导师是我们的主人，我们是他的仆人，而这种关系呢，是在灵性世界和 Krishna 之间的最基础的这种关系，那就是首先我们是 Krishna 的仆人的这种关系，那就即便是我们如果是和 Krishna 培养出了或者有着其他的各种各样的关系的话，那他最基础的这个关系也是从仆人的关系开始的。那么我们从灵性导师那里就学到的是这一点。我们作为他的这个仆人在服务着他。
So means we are a loving servant. We serve him with affection. It's not just we are not slaves, huh? We are not slaves.
还有另外一个呢，就是这个仆人，但是呢，并不意味他是奴隶。我们是在这种爱的。 是在这种爱心的状态下来进行服务的，是这样的这种主仆关系。
So this loving attitude of service is the basic is permeated throughout all the different rasas we may have with Krishna.
嗯，那就我们和 Krishna 也许有可能各种各样的这种 rasa， 但是呢，它在无论在哪种 rasa 下，它所弥漫的这种关系都是满怀着爱心的。仆人在服务满怀着爱心的主人之间的这种关系。
Okay, last question from Honey.
From Honey， 顶白阿叔，如果一个人经常诅咒自己，这些诅咒真的会给他带来恶果吗？阿叔 ，please accept my humble obeisances. If a person is always curse him or herself, will this curse really bring any bad consequence for him or her?
It could.It could.
有可能
Yeah, we should not curse oneself. It's not proper. Not curse others, not curse oneself.
对，就是我们不能诅咒自己，这其实是不恰当的一种行为，就是我们不要诅咒别人，也不要诅咒自己。
We cannot love others if at least you don't love yourself.
但是呢，就是我们可以爱别人，如果我们要不爱自己的话，至少我们可以去爱别人。
Okay, Sati is still bringing questions.
Yeah, the next question from Yang Fang Mataji. 听一位奉献者讲瓦坛半年了，最近突然不想再听他讲了，觉得不再触动内心了。我是继续听下去呢，还是跟着感觉走不听呢？ Now, because I have been heard a devotee to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam for half years. However, recently, I don't feel like to hear her to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam anymore, because I don't think what she's speaking can touch my heart anymore.So what should I do? Shall I continue to hear what she's speaking, or I just follow with my own will? That's stop hearing.
No, maybe you should start listening with your heart.
嗯，那你也许可能你要听你自己的内心。
嗯， if you listen with your heart, then maybe you're going to get more benefit, even though it's coming from a person who may not be reciting very well.
Sorry, Ashu, could you say
even if the person who is reading is not in good consciousness or is not reciting very well, we still,、mm-hmm. still should try to hear with the heart. Because it's about Krishna.
So your suggestion is to keep hearing what he's speaking of the Bhagavan.
You're not hearing me. He said.Even if the person is not reciting in a very nice way that you like to hear, you keep hearing because it's Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear with your heart and you get benefit, even if the person is not qualified.
Yes, I got you. 那么其实我刚才说错了，是这样的，就是说即便是一位可能并不是很好的去讲述或者诵读圣莲菩萨瓦坛的人，但是因为他讲的是圣典菩萨瓦坛内容，所以呢，您依然还是应该非常认真的、用心的去聆听他所讲述的圣典菩萨瓦坛，因为你会从圣典菩萨瓦坛的这个内容中去获益。
There is always benefit because if you listen to the topic, not listen to the voice of that person or a particular mood, just listen to the topic is about Krishna, so it's very purifying to the heart.
嗯，因为圣典菩萨瓦坛讲述的是关于 Krishna 的信息，所以说呢，您在听这个圣典菩萨瓦坛的时候呢，您要听的是圣典菩萨瓦坛里面所传递出来的这个信息，而不是讲述圣典菩萨瓦坛他所讲述的方式或者他所讲述的这种心态。那么这个圣典菩萨瓦坛里面关于 Krishna 的这个信息是非常的具有净化力的。
Because that person is a devotee, is not a Mayavadi impersonalist, is not a demon, an atheist.So there is always benefit.
而且呢，讲述圣典菩萨瓦坛的这位奉献者呢，他是一位奉献者，他并不是一位 Mayavadi， 他也不是一位恶魔，他也不是一位这个不信神的无神论者。
嗯，杨芳马大姐说，杨芳马大姐说，他听的这个奉献者讲的这个瓦坛不再能触动，就是不能触动我了。
对，阿叔的意思就是说，虽然不能触动他了，但是也要用心的去听，就继续听。
there's always benefiting in hearing. It's how a way of hearing that's the most important. How we hear.
对，所以说呢，就是听圣典博达瓦坛，它总是会让我们受益，而且呢，就是我们怎么去听，这个是最重要的。
Because the topic being discussed is about Krishna.
因为在圣典博达瓦坛里面所谈论的这个信息是关于 Krishna 的信息，关于 Krishna 的话题。
Certainly, it's more beneficial if both the speaker and the hearing are all great devotees and they're all very focused. Certainly, it's more wonderful.
当然了，如果是这个讲述圣典博达瓦坛的人以及听圣典博达瓦坛人，如果是都是非常伟大的奉献者，而且呢都是非常的专注的在做这件事情的话，那当然是最让人受益的最美妙的状态。
Because if a person who is speaking is very pure, then it affects the hearer more.
那么因为如果是讲述的这个人他要是非常纯粹的话，那么他就能够更好的去影响聆听者。
But that does not mean we don't get benefit by hearing from a person who is not as pure.
但是呢，这并不意味着如果我们要是从一个并没有那么纯粹的人那里去聆听，我们就不能够获益。
Hearing about Krishna is always beneficial.
因为去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，做这件事情，它总是非常的有益的。
But if you don't feel comfortable,And you feel something in the back of your mind, and you don't feel comfortable in that, then don't hear.
但是如果要是你觉得被内心中有一些打扰，或者说是你觉得没有触动你，或者是不舒服了的话，那就别听了。
Okay, next question.
Next question from 子涵，请问阿叔，如果自己的启迪咕噜堕落了，那我们的门徒何去何从呢？重新启迪吗？还是我们还可以和他的门徒在一起联谊吗？这个门徒已经修行很多年了。Also, my question is that, if a devotee's initiated guru got fallen down, and how his disciple, what the disciples do? Do the disciples get reinitiated by the other gurus, or what are the other, what are the other results from it? Can we continuously to associate with the disciples? And also, this disciple has already practiced the Krishna consciousness for many years.
Yeah, we should associate with the disciples of with God brothers and God sisters. That's nice.
那我们应该和这位门徒。I hear my voice. 啊，少女妈就我听着我的回音。不好意思啊，就是我们应该和这位门徒以及他的神兄弟神姐妹们联谊，和他们联谊是很好的一件事情。
If they are practicing well, you can associate with each other.
那么如果要是他们修习还很好的话呢，那我们就可以彼此之间得到彼此的联谊。
And we should take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, he's the grandfather, will always protect you.
而且呢，应该不比于Srila Prabhupada。因为Srila Prabhupada是祖父，而且Srila Prabhupada总是会保护我们。
And of course, if the devotees continue to worship the fallen spiritual master, you avoid.
Avoid that devotee, right? You mean?
Yes, or
okay.
Make them understand that it is not worshipable anymore.
Okay, 那但是如果要是这位门徒他要是继续去崇拜他已经堕落的咕噜的话呢，那就最好还是避免和他的联谊，或者至少应该让这位奉献者明白。他的这位堕落的咕噜应该已经不能够再被崇拜了。
You can still be reminded of good things that guru gave you when he was in good standing, but he's not in a position of being worshipped anymore. Does not mean that whatever he did before is wrong. No, he did many good things to help you in Krishna consciousness, but he's not worshipable anymore. That's all.
但是在我们的内心中呢，依然还是应该记着 Guru 曾经在没有堕落之前所对我们的所有的那些好处。而且在那会儿其实 Guru 是很好的，因为而且他是在全方位的帮助了我们，但是我们需要理解的是在他现在这种状态是不能够再被崇拜了，就是这样。
You should take more shelter of Srila Prabhupada because he's the most well-wishing grandfather. And then with time, you'll see if there is need to be reinitiated or not. You'll see. Nobody is going to force you.
那么而且在与此同时呢，我们应该更多的去托庇于 Srila Prabhupada， 因为 Srila Prabhupada 他永远都是我们永远的祝福者。然后呢，我们再根据自己的情况看是不是需要再被重新启迪。
Srila Prabhupada is the most important Shiksha Guru we have, so we take shelter of him and we are protected. We still have a Guru, and Srila Prabhupada is our Guru. So, but if eventually you feel the need to be connected with a living Guru who can give you reinitiation, then it's up to you. Nobody is going to force you.
Srila Prabhupada is our most important Shiksha Guru.那么所以说呢，他会作为师舍 guru 始终保护着我们，所以从这个角度来讲呢，我们的确还是有 guru 的，我们的这位 guru 呢就是 Srila Prabhupada。 但是呢，在后面如果我们自己会去决定我们是不是需要一位在世的 guru， 然后重新的给我们托庇，重新给我们的启迪，那么这件事情呢是我们自己来决定的，没有任何人可以强迫我们。
OK, thank you very much for your varied questions.
非常非常感谢大家的各种各样的问题。
啊，
你说
萨德玛吉。Hare Krishna， 阿叔，就是我想刚才就杨芳那个问题，那我想进一步跟阿叔澄清一下，就是如果我们在聆听讲课的时候，聆听一位奉献者讲课，如果得不到激励或者内心得不到触动的时候，我们是否可以就是换？因为现在网上的课程很多嘛。我们是否可以换另外一位就是喜欢的或者能够激励我们的这个讲述者聆听，就是换一个人的这个课程去聆听呢？
Fatima, do you want to have a further explore about Yangfang Mataji's question about hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam? She is saying that because right now we have all kinds of speakers speaking all kinds of lectures, so if we hearing one speakers.To speak Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, however, we don't feel any inspiration from the speaker anymore. Is that okay for us to stop hearing from her or him and, shift to somebody else to hear? Well, that's a kind of proper thing to do.
Yeah, I told before, was the last comment on that. If the person does not feel comfortable to hear from that particular devotee, can stop. That's no problem. Mm-hmm. But do it very politely. Don't.Criticize, don't go around and say things about that devotee. That's not proper. But just switch to another narrator or another person, and that's all. But don't do it in a proper way, polite way, respectful way.
Yeah, 阿叔就说呢，像刚才他在讲上面那个问题的之后，他所说的那样，就如果我们要是内心觉得不舒服的话，不想听他讲课的话呢，那我们其实就可以不听了。但是呢，我们在不听的这个过程中呢，那也不要去冒犯这个讲述者，只是在一种很有礼貌的这种方式下和别人打个招呼，然后呢停止和去听这些讲课，然后呢去听别人讲课，这是没有问题的。但是呢，我们一定要注意自己的方式。
The person maybe is not doing very well, but is doing some service. Is trying to do some service.
因为就是在讲述的这位讲述者，也许可能他这个活的质量做的可能不是特别好，但是呢，他是在做一个很好的服务。
Okay, Srila, thank you very much, Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji, for allowing us to be together during these 2 hours.
那非常感谢 Sati Mataji， 感谢 Dana Kelly， 能够允许我们能够有这样的2个小时一起共度的时间。
Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Supramanande Hari 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 Bo
Ashu Ki Jai 百坤的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩 Krishna Baladev 法布，我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的这些问题的耐心的精妙的解答。感恩萨迪玛给我们安排的这么好的平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。哈利 Krishna。